Let's talk a little bit about the cost of making a career switch. You know, you and I have both dealt with people who decide they want to make a major career switch, and they sit down and they ask themselves, okay, what's it going to take to do this? I'm currently earning $150,000 a year or $75,000 a year. I want to make the change. I may have to take a salary cut, but I really want to try to find a job in a new domain. I don't really want to give up any salary. So how do I go about doing that? And what I try to get across to them is you have to ask yourself, what is it worth to you to make the switch? What is the cost that you're incurring? And what are you willing to spend, either in terms of money, status, salary? What can you say about these costs that people need to be aware of when they're making a switch?
Mm-hmm. I think it's really important, even before you start taking those steps forward, to think about these things, because it really depends on your switch. How big of a switch are you making? Industry, functional, double switch. What are you moving into? What skills are you bringing with you? How strong are your connections? So you really have to do an assessment. But here's the thing. I think I write in the book specifically, if you're not willing to lose, you're not ready to switch. And what I mean by that is that, you know, loss aversion actually applies to us as job switchers too, because any change you make, and William Bridges has a whole model on this, any change you make, there will be things you lose, things you gain, and things that stay the same, even positive changes. So I think you need to fairly assess what those things are. And the book talks about non-negotiables. We have very few non-negotiables. We have lots of ideals and we have lots of wants, and we want this and we want a high salary. We want to work from home 3 days a week and we want to commute down the block and, you know, all these great things. And it's good to know those so that you can aim and get as close as you can. But we have very few non-negotiables, which are those things that absolutely can't change. So, for example, maybe you're divorced and you can't relocate because you have joint custody of a child. That might be an actual legit non-negotiable that you can't change. But most of us have very few of those. We like to pretend we do. I can't possibly live on less money. I can't possibly move to another city. I can't possibly. And we have all these reasons that we come up with. But I think, you know, there's a checklist, an assessment in the book that really has you go through, what are you willing to give up for this change? And the bigger the change, the more you might have to give up. And we're so tied in our identity to our careers that it's intertwined, especially here in the U.S. So it's hard, even if we're going to something that seems really exciting, when we start to think about what we're going to lose. And because of loss aversion, those things seem to be even bigger than they are.